We want Trace Harden. He's been drafted.
Welcome to training yard.
13 weeks, you get to be a zone trooper.
Just a minute.
I want to be a zone trooper. Why the heck they pick me?
The next 13 weeks, the lines are in my hands.
How long does he have to serve?
We don't get out of the zone troopers. We're in for life.
Now I've got myself in and I've got to get myself out, okay? I've got to become a zone trooper officer.
Come on, get going!
They run a security check on you when you're commissioned. Your identity won't hold.
Don't I know you, Officer Harden?
I don't believe so, sir.
You are a disgrace to me.
Well, Harden, there they are. Destroy them.
Run! Get out of here fast!
Kill them!
Good for you, Sergeant.
All right, Trace, way to go.
Defend your life, trainee. Finish him.
Other worlds lie outside our seeing, beyond the beyond, at the edge of within. The Great Pyramid, erected by the Ancient Ones as a barricade at the portal between two dimensions, two separate realities. This is the story of one family drawn through a mysterious vortex into the other world, and of their perilous trek homeward.
Describe how we felt when we found it. A quiet agricultural town nestling in the green fields. We were tired of running from Commander Crow and his zone troopers. We needed a place to rest on our way to Emar. In Tarka, we used the access crystal to create a new identity. We weren't the Sterlings anymore, we were the Hardens. I was an engineer in a small manufacturing firm, and June worked as a dental technician. The children were in school. Just a busy family from another world. The transition into the community had been surprisingly smooth. Most important, the children seemed to be adjusting well. In fact, if we had any problem at all, it was Trace. He was at that stage where growing up can be very difficult indeed.
Good morning, student 004256, Trace Harden. Welcome to another day at Tarka Community High School. You are reminded that your cumulative scores are dropping dangerously low.
I know. I'll never make it into college.
It is strongly suggested that you apply yourself today with the utmost alacrity.
Alacrity?
This is your 10th warning. Continued low grades will result in a yellow notice.
You know something? You're really getting boring.
Wait, student 004256, Trace Harden. I have not completed your morning encouragement.
Thanks anyway. Why don't you stick the rest of it in your access terminal?
Your agriculture test today will take the rest of the period. Our subject is corn. You must tell me everything you know about it, naming each part, describing its function. Begin now. Please turn in your tests as you leave the room.
Bad grade.
I'm just not into corn. What can I say?
Have you been doing this bad all the way along? You know, corn's a required course. If you're not careful, you're gonna get a yellow notice.
Hey, I'm not sweating it.
You're not?
A yellow notice about corn? Man, this place is great. Look, I'm just not into that kind of stuff. I'm not gonna be a farmer. Anyway, grades aren't important.
Huh?
You can't let the system shake you. I mean, I read that in the Book of Emar someplace.
No, you're so different than all the other guys.
Seriously, I do have a heavy test coming up you could help me out on. Maybe we could get together tonight and talk about it.
Okay.
I'll call you.
Okay.
Okay, time for debriefing.
Oh, come on.
Gina, we have to keep doing this. Anybody have any problems today? See anything suspicious?
Dad, we do this every single day, and nothing's ever gonna happen in this rinky-dink town. Sometimes all I can think about is L.A.
The place is a real bore.
You know, personally, I'm happy to be bored. It means we can get some rest.
I know debriefing doesn't seem important, but believe me, it's very important. Trace, what about you? Did you see anything?
No. All quiet on the Western Front.
Yeah, Mr. Macho Sting over there. All he ever sees are girls and sports.
Life's tough in the fast lane.
Where do you think you're going?
I got a date.
What else?
I thought you had tests. Don't you ever study anymore?
Who needs it?
Trace! Trace! You wait just a minute, young man.
I don't understand why you're getting so hyper about this, Dad. What does it matter?
Wherever you are, when you're in school, you do your very best. You're developing habits which will stay with you for the rest of your life.
My life? What life? Tomorrow morning we could be gone, then what? So I got an A on the corn test. Who cares?
Do you think this kind of attitude is helping the rest of the family? Being here is hard on all of us. I think it's about time you started to grow up, young man.
What's your father mean?
Well, you don't have to talk for him. I understand what he means. He's trying to lay a guilt trip on me, so I'll do what he wants. Work hard and earn a scholarship to Otherworld U or something. Well, it's never gonna happen. Look, my life is on hold, and maybe forever. Why are we kidding ourselves?
Hello? No, this isn't him. Really? Thanks.
What is it?
Trace's been drafted.
Oh, come on.
It's because of his grades. Trace's been drafted into the
Zone Trooper.
It's true. It's true.
Stay here. I'll get him.
We want Trace Harden.
Dad?
Yellow notice.
What does that mean?
He's been drafted. We want him now.
What's happening?
Welcome, train yard. In 13 weeks, you get to be a zone trooper.
Go!
Just a minute!
Inside yet?
Don't know.
Where are they taking us?
Triangular.
What the heck is that?
Zone Trooper boot camp.
Oh, I can't believe this. I don't want to be a Zone Trooper. Why the heck they picked me?
Where are you from? The Mento Province. Hey, you're serious. I mean, there are a whole lot of ways to earn this vacation. Everybody knows that. Me? I volunteered. I'm gonna be a straight-legged zit.
A zit?
Zone trooper in training.
Great. A busload of zits.
My name's Hilbert Rax.
Trace Harden.
Now, think back. You gotta know why you're here.
I'm telling you, I don't know.
Well, you don't look like a 2F. What's that? Frontal lobotomy for sexual deviation. They say 2Fs make great zits.
Forget it.
The only other real possibility is, you got a yellow notice.
Yeah. My dad was holding a yellow piece of paper. They must have brought it with them.
Grades, man. You flunked out. Automatic trip in the Zitmobile.
Oh, I can't believe this. I am so dumb.
I know. Don't let it bother you. You can be dumb and still have a great career in the Zone Troopers.
Sight triangular.
I said move! Turn about!
Isn't this great?
Shut up, that pork bag.
I love it.
Face right! Execute!
How'd you get here? Did you enlist?
You kidding? It's conduct violations. I quit my job without permission.
They take you for that?
We need warm bodies, man. That's why all of us are here.
How long are we in for?
Huh?
You know, when do we get out? Discharged.
Where are you from, anyway? We don't get out of the Zone Troopers. We're in for life.
For life?
Sure, everybody knows that.
Prepare for injection.
I think I'm gonna throw up. You mean you can't write your congressman? There's no way to resign?
The only people who can resign are officers. They never want to. Look at it this way. Could be worse. When you're a zit, you get your shots for free.
About our son. He was taken last night. This paper said we could get information if we came here.
Is it true he's been drafted?
You can read just as well as I can.
After one semester of bad grades?
Look, I don't make the rules.
It said we can visit him at Triangula on Saturday between 2 and 3. We don't know how to get there.
Government bus. Can you read a schedule?
One more question, please. How long does he have to serve?
It's for life. I keep them forever. They're like slaves.
This is not the United States. They don't look at things the way we do.
Mothers don't care about their sons here?
June.
Dad, can't you just use the access crystal?
Honey, it's not that easy. There are some things the crystal can do and some things that...
We've got to do something. We can't just stay here. They must be doing terrible things to him.
Mom, Trace isn't a little kid anymore. He can't help himself.
Remember, they don't know who he really is.
They're going to find out. And when they do... Oh, God. I feel so helpless. I hate this place.
Left, 1, 2, 3. This left.
Welcome to Camp Triangula and the Hall of Heroes, a presentation of Zone Trooper glory in living wax. Follow the lighted path. The triangle, symbol of perfection and unity under the three ideals of the Praetor. Proficiency, pride, and prowess. living by the three ideals, each of the heroes you are about to see has won the highest honor that our world can bestow, the Crux of Hathor. When overrun by Fagin Iron Warriors during the primary Northwestern campaign, Trooper Stel Trendor called in Electrum strikes on her own position. Though killed by this heroic act, her memory is glorious. The enemy assault was broken.
Man, what gut she had. You know what Electrum does?
You're really into this stuff, aren't you?
In the province of Hubos, Zone Trooper Technician Haley Kranz gave his life trying to reconnect the Pulver Centrix worship module in the Church of Artificial Intelligence.
What? It's true, man. I read about it. The guy knocked out all the lights in the whole province with just his body, so people could worship the way Emar wants them to.
Against all odds and desperately wounded, Lieutenant Nuveen Kroll carried word of the Triton Rebellion through 100 miles of the Sandoval Marsh. Because of his bravery, 2 legions of Zone Troopers were saved from annihilation.
The guy is still alive.
I know.
Doesn't he look great in wax?
Better than real life. He's a monster.
Prepare, stop! About, left.
It's another one of those wax weirdos.
I am Commander Peril Sighting. Supreme Commandant of Camp Triangular. At the end of the illuminated path, you come to me. A fitting conclusion. For I am the Lord of your future. The Praetor has assigned a most difficult task. Your transformation into Zone Troopers. For the next 13 weeks, your lives are in my hand. 3 of you, the very best, will be given the opportunity to enter the officer's corps. The rest will learn to follow. Strength will be honored. But if you show weakness, I will send you to prison forever. Now the training will begin. But first, a gesture of goodwill. Given for the Praetor in the Unification Wars, which of you will grasp my hand? No one with courage. No one with goodwill. You're dismissed, all of you, except you.
About left.
Harden, how did you know that the flame was cold? How did you know it would go out if you touched it? Who told you?
No one.
No one, sir!
No one, sir!
In all the history of Triangular, only one man has done what you have done. Killed him. Do you know why? Because I knew what was in his heart. It wasn't courage. It was rebellion. And I have that same feeling again. This is my warning, Harden. Watch out for your life. My warnings never come twice.
Hey, did you get
to shoot any of those blasters?
That comes during the third week.
Charlie, used to kids at school are asking about you.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Thanks for trying to find a way out of this.
It's my own fault. I got what I deserved.
No, don't give up hope.
You gotta understand something. There's nothing anybody can do to help me. This place is like a prison. Now I've got myself in, and I've got to get myself out, okay?
Don't take any chances.
You know, it's only a matter of time before they run another computer check.
Let's just hope that doesn't happen before graduation.
You're gonna try to stick it out that long?
I've got to become a zone trooper officer.
What?
The top three trainees in each class get commissions.
Why would you want that?
Well, I've been doing a lot of checking. And officers are the only ones that don't have to be in for life. They can resign.
Trace, we can't depend on that. There's too much of a risk.
Ted, it's the only chance there is. Look, I love all of you. Please don't let the family get caught because of me. Call before you come each Saturday. If they tell you I can't visit, split for EMAR. Don't wait. I'll try to make it there on my own.
We're not going to leave without you.
Look, I gotta go.
Dad went.
I can't. I promised I wouldn't.
They're doing something dangerous, aren't they?
No. They're not doing anything dangerous.
Crystal identification readout in process. Access crystal identification complete. Good evening, Commander Kroll. Welcome to Tarka Substation. Please state the nature of your business.
I'm on a special assignment from the Praetor. I'm going to take one of your desk computers. It's locked down.
We've been having a lot of trouble with employee thefts lately.
I need this computer.
Stand by. We'll see what we can do.
Thank you.
Anything else? Do you have enough computer diskettes?
I'm fine. Now listen, I want you to forget who we are and that we ever came here. Is that clear? Wipe us from your memory.
Certainly. I am now deleting you from my memory.
I can't believe there's no such thing as a medical discharge. Not even an emergency leave for a death in the family. I've never seen anything like this.
No wonder zone troopers are so horrible. What about transfer to another camp?
Let's try that.
Access crystal necessary to enter net 4. Security check pinpointing your coordinates for permanent record. 0.
They almost had us.
What do we do now?
We keep trying without the access crystal.
For those map coordinates, trainee, you just destroyed the Praetor Zone Palace. I suggest you calculate again.
Right turn! Double page! Move! Move, move, move! Head it! Head it! Push up! Give me push up! push-ups. Let's move it.
S-146 Vampire is an individual attack craft capable of high-efficiency, close-range target disruption. Its standard armament includes Series 6 Thrasher Electrum bolts and two wing-mounted Banshee Sonic Blast articulators. Each of you will become proficient in piloting the S-146 in its standard tactical mission of psycho-terror and direct combat assault.
The first three trainees to test out on the Vampire will be Sternlake, Harden, and Rags. Harden, watch that starboard wing. Very good. You can hear me, Rex, but if you're still alive, you're in a lot of trouble.
I'm wiped out. Can you get cleaned up? You all right?
I can't do it. I just can't do it.
Oh, man, hey, we're all gonna make it. You're doing great.
Tension. Get up. Get up.
Leave me alone.
So, Trainee Harden, not only guilty of rebellion, but weakness as well. And the worst possible weakness, compassion. All weakness must be eradicated. Bring him. Are you prepared to die, Trainee Harden?
No, sir.
Proficiency, pride, prowess. These are the marks of the Zone Trooper. It is time that weakness and rebellion are destroyed. The perfect electronic warrior, unburdened by flesh and bone. Defend your life, trainee. I give you my own dagger.
Thank you.
I want to be an officer. And nothing can stop me.
What happened to you?
Where's Hilbert?
We came and took him away. To the prison province.
To go and then finals. Next Saturday's graduation. I'm gonna be an officer.
Trace, don't do it. They run a security check on you when you're commissioned. I found out about it when I was working on the computer this morning. Your identity won't hold.
Mom, I know the risks. Look, whatever happens, be ready to travel. I'll see you next Saturday when it's over. Senior Trainee Harden reports, sir.
You requested a meeting, Harden. What do you want?
My 13 weeks are almost over. I want to be an officer. I need your recommendation, sir.
You assume a great deal, trainee. Final examinations are still ahead.
If I'm one of the top three in my class, sir, will you recommend me?
See my collection of hands, trainee? Each one of them belonged to an enemy whom I destroyed. Strength without compassion. It is one thing to take the life of a machine. Quite another to take the life of a man. Tell me, Harden. If I were about to kill you, what would you do?
I would start a collection of hands, sir. And the first one would be made of gold.
As we left that Saturday for the last time, there didn't seem to be any hope. All of our searching had been in vain. We couldn't find any way for our son to escape. For the moment, Triangula had won, and all we could do was pray.
What happens today after graduation, Trey?
We'll follow him, my dear, wherever he goes.
What's keeping Smith?
Come on.
All set?
Yeah.
Let's go.
To welcome to Camp Triangula one of the heroes of the Unification Wars. A towering figure, immortalized in destiny, who will preside over the ceremonies today. Welcome, Commander Nuveen Crow.
Oh, dear God.
Greetings from the Praetor!
Praetor!
It is a great honor for me to induct this class of trainees into the Zone Trooper Legions. It is a special privilege to recognize the outstanding performance of three trainees who have, by their supreme efforts, earned commissions in the officers' corps.
Oh, please don't let him be one of them.
The following zone troopers will step down. Weldon Christopher, Reginald Brax, Trace Hardin. Brax, Hardin, because of your exemplary efforts and dedication to the ideals of the Praetor.
Gotta do something.
Maybe he won't remember. Trace looks different in uniform.
Induction into the officer's elite, with all the rights and privileges of Zone Trooper Command. The lightning bolt and the glass dagger are yours. Bear them with distinction. Defend them with your blood. To the Praetors of Emar, my life, my blood.
To the Praetors of Emar, my life, my blood.
To the Praetors of Emar, my life, my blood.
To the Praetors of Emar, my life, my blood.
To the Praetors of Emar, my blood, my life.
The Praetors of Emar, blood and life.
Don't I know you, Officer Hardin?
I don't believe so, sir.
Your face is very familiar.
What's he talking about?
I don't know.
I'll remember sooner or later. I never forget a face.
Now you have what you wanted.
Thank you, sir.
Don't thank me. Remember, every dagger has two edges. One will slash you.
I don't think they know.
Every new officer is anxious to prove himself in the fires of combat. These young men are no different. And they will have such an opportunity today. I have brought with me your first assignment for the Praetor. You will show your proficiency, pride, and prowess by destroying a large group of traitors to Emar. Intelligence has pinpointed a band of draft resistors hiding in the canyon country just inside the Forbidden Zone. Each of you will choose a vampire attack craft waiting on the parade field. Those of us remaining here will watch you glorify yourselves in armed combat, defending your homeland against her enemies. There is only one order. There are to be no survivors. Now go.
Thank you.
attack run.
Execute.
What's he doing? Which one is that?
Hard.
Vampire 2, what's the matter with you? Didn't anyone ever teach you how to fly?
Sorry, sir. They've got enough firepower going on down there already. I'm looking for escapees.
Well, Harden, there they are. Destroy them.
Run! Get out of here fast!
Kill them!
For you, son.
All right, Trace, way to go.
No matter what happens, I could never be more proud of him than I am right now.
Vampire's returned to base.
Come on, we gotta find him after he lands. Let's go.
Something bothers me. He checked my personal files and cross-referenced them with the student records under the name Harden. And do it fast.
Why did you let them go?
I couldn't kill him, sir.
You are a disgrace to me. Why did you come back at all? Did you think I would let you live after what you have done?
No, sir, I knew you'd kill me. I came back because I'm not afraid to die.
Afraid to die. Get out of here. I never want to see your face again.
Dad! Mom!
Oh, thank goodness. We've been looking all over.
Come on, I got an idea. Let's go. You know, I think it's time we caught a bus to the Forbidden Zone. Everybody get down on the floor behind the seats.
Somebody got through the main gate in a bus. No clear identification. They lost him.
Where is he, the traitor?
I let him go.
What? Send up the vampires. Where have they been hiding?
Computer records show an address in Tarka.
Call the substation. I want all the men they've got. We will speak of this later.
From Tarka, we carried away something of great value. A deeper understanding of strength and compassion. I had seen my son become a man, and our family had felt the power of courage. Somehow those weeks of being apart had drawn us closer together, and we were ready to face another world.
Tomorrow afternoon at 1 Eastern, Arkansas takes on Patrick Ewing and number 2 ranked Georgetown in college basketball on CBS Sports. Now stay tuned as Dominic's act of mercy brings him unexpected wealth and makes him an unsuspecting target of a greedy industrialist on Airwolf, next, following sports break.